It's 7:34 right now, winter night's time. Why winter night's time? Because tomorrow morning in Windhoek, in Sokomoon, in Walvis Bay, Future Media and all of our friends, all of our commercial and corporate friends will be out at intersections in these three towns, and we will be filled with spirit, and we will be filled with happiness because we would be doing something for the underprivileged by collecting from you to help out, right? Whether it's blankets, whether it's coins, but you will see a buzz and craziness and happiness all around intersections. So tomorrow you can get involved as well. If you perhaps don't have any blankets or anything to give away to keep someone warm, you can do your part by SMSing the word winter to the SMS line 5005.
Yeah.
And then you would have donated five Namibian dollars to the cause itself, made possible by Roundtable. Now, Shekwan.
Yes.
The Brief.
Yeah, yeah.
A consumer watch magazine does this thing where they survey in-store prices of the same basket of goods across seven major retailers in Namibia. It's a monthly effort.
This was the first one. From them,
So from this point onwards, it'll be a monthly effort.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the latest results, or the results that were released from the first one, indicates that Pick n Pay Namibia emerged as the cheapest supermarket in Namibia for the month of May 2023, with its basket costing 1,192 Namibian dollars compared to the most expensive standing at 1,352 Namibian dollars. So obviously this will cause a bit of debate, you know what I mean?
Because absolutely.
You shop here and you believe that the supermarket that you utilize is the cheapest, but numbers don't lie. And that's where we wanted you to also come in and perhaps tell us how do you maneuver this constant rise in food prices. But don't take our word for it, Shekwan.
Yes.
We somewhat decided we're going to get hold of the team at The Brief. We've got Zuriel Tiek online right now. Osi Zuriel.
Hi.
Good morning, Zuriel. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We are great. Are you on your way to work already at the office or still at home?
I'm still at home.
Still at home. Okay. So, Zuriel, you are a junior economist at The Brief, right? And
yes, I am.
Obviously, you are the right person to have this conversation with in terms of really making sense as to how this whole survey took place, why there was a need to do one, and also how you came about the numbers that you actually got. So quickly tell us, what was the idea behind actually doing this survey in the first place?
Okay, so in the current economic climate that we are in, that we are seeing prices that are increasing at a rapid rate, because of inflation, we at The Brief thought it would be a great idea to have a price tracker to see which supermarket is the cheapest so that consumers don't have to go from shop to shop in order to determine which is the cheapest supermarket. So we at The Brief thought, why can't we make this easier for consumers, you know, and go to different supermarkets, get the prices and determine which one is the cheapest. So the methodology that I used was, I created a basket of consumer goods that is in every individual's household, right? From cooking oil to rice. These are things that you can find in every person's household.
Yeah, yeah.
So we thought, my methodology that I used was, I went to the different shops, I took the prices, I did not include sale prices because that is not reflective of the true cost of the product. So I took the prices, I added them up, and then I determined the cheapest supermarket, which was Pick n Pay.
Let's talk about that grocery basket. Let's explore the grocery basket.
Yeah.
Can you kindly help us with the exact list of items in this grocery basket that you guys believe at the Brief that, listen, this is the item, or these are items that should be naturally in every home or in every kitchen.
So the basket consists of eggs, 18 medium-sized eggs. It consists of a 2-liter cooking oil. It consists of 9 two-ply toilet paper rolls. It consists of 10 kg rice, which is mama's rice. It consists of 10 kg marathon sugar. It consists of 10 kg top score maize meal. The basket also consists of of dishwashing liquid, because we know every household needs to wash their dishes after cooking the food.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
It also consists of Protex, the 150-gram Protex bar. The basket consists of... It also consists of... I just forgot which product exactly, because I don't have the data in front of me right now.
For
consumers that are concerned about this, they can always subscribe to our platform on The Brief, and they can check this out every month. All the information is there. The methodology that we use is there as well. So consumers can use this number, 081-461-2969, to be subscribed to The Brief, and then they can get this every month.
All right. So this is actually the first sort of like inaugural survey that you've done. You know, it's going to obviously be the one of many to come. And from my understanding as well is that you are now also going to be doing this type of surveys pertaining to other things as well. You know, even when it comes to like the spirits, you know, your alcohol and so forth, like where would you find your cheapest and so forth? What other surveys are you looking at apart from that?
Currently, we are working on something, but I'm not at the liberty to disclose what we are working
on. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. But you guys can expect something in the next month's publication. Next month, or next week, actually, we are going to have something that we are going to release. So you guys can watch out for that as well.
Zuriel, you mentioned something earlier. You said during your methodology, you were not looking at specials. Why is that? And perhaps also walk us through, if you didn't look at specials, how did you go about that?
Okay, so the reason why we didn't look at specials is because specials are not reflective of the true cost of the product, right?
Mm.
So in determining this, if, let's say, for example, it's Mama's Rice, and we see that Mama's Rice has a mark of $5, then we, as The Brief, spoke to people on the floor that work at these specific shops and ask them to give us the true price of the product. Because this survey is to help consumers. And if we use a methodology that uses sale prices, shops can easily, almost like trick, quote-unquote, trick consumers,
yeah,
by always having a sale so that they can come off as the cheapest supermarket, which is not a true reflection of what we want.
Okay.
All right.
No, Zuriel, thank you so much for your time. I also just wanted to add on before we actually let you go that obviously this survey took a lot of time. Thank you so much for putting in the work, actually. But this also doesn't necessarily mean that it's only disclosed to one brand. It's just rice is just rice, macaroni is just macaroni, and so forth, hey? But yeah, shop around a little bit more is the advice that I'll probably give you so that you can see for yourself where this result came from.
Thank you so much, Zuriel.
Thank you guys for having me today.
All right. Really interesting. We will be keeping an eye on The Brief well as their platforms, and also to see what else they will survey next.
They're on the pulse, hey?
Yeah. No, I love it.
They are literally, whatever is happening, you will see it on The Brief. But
I just want to find out about this, about the spirits.
It's coming.
Yeah. Okay, it's coming.
Okay. So not
a very, very, very pertinent
very
issue.
Very important. Yes.
Stick around. We've got so much more coming your way. We will be speaking to a representative from Pick and Pay Namibia, the marketing coordinator, Rhoda Basinga. She's obviously going to, you know, throw some shade. Stick around. Don't go anywhere.
From adventure to romance and epic drama.